Welcome back to the We Bombastic Few podcast, formerly known as the Bombastic Podcast, very formerly. Season 4, Episode 2, total episode, I don't know.
I just did the math the other day. I'm pretty sure it's episode 40 overall.
40, wow. Yeah, I was telling someone about the podcast. They were like, how many episodes have you done? I was like, I don't know, like 40-ish. So that was a pretty good estimate. Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty accurate.
Anyways.
Checks out.
The voice you're hearing right now can introduce themselves.
That's me. I'm the voice. Yeah. Also known as The Voice from that hit TV show.
The Voice.
American Idol.
This is Simon Cowell. Is Simon Cowell on The Voice?
When are we having Simon Cowell on the podcast?
I don't know who Simon Cowell is.
I am Simon Cowell. He's American Idol guy.
Mean
that
one.
Quit American Idol.
I know there's the America's Got Talent judge that's named Simon. Is that him?
Yeah, I think it's the same guy.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, he might do. I don't know. He judges people. That's what he does. And that's me, also known as Brent.
And I... And I am Lindsay, and I came prepared with the what the We Bombastic Few stands for. Are you ready for it?
Ooh, okay. Good.
It's very maybe par, so don't have
should we take guesses?
I have exponentially high hopes. Oh, okay. So wombats, exponentially broom, other mom bats as skeptically tick as skeptical ticks itch corresponding fragrances except Wednesdays.
You got one word correct but not the correct position.
I'll take it.
Daniel,
okay.
Go.
Okay. Whatever breaks or may break a son's trust, isolating character for every one.
All right. I'm pretty sure you got zero.
You
correct.
Missed the E, too. Like, okay. You didn't give
whatever.
The first E.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah. Separate.
Yeah.
Weak elves bore our minds by acting strangely towards insulin capable flying exotic wombats.
Oh, my. Wow. I got wombat?
Yeah.
That's the one I got? Dang.
I guess that is the only. Is that the only repeated letter? No, I guess there's E.
Yeah.
Also, a fun trivia for you big Wee Bombastic Few fans out there. Last episode was an acronym. If you read the description, you can find out what that acronym is.
Yeah.
So do that.
Fun fact.
It was
Milked.
Milked. Yeah, I was like, I kept wanting to say the M. And I was like, that's not, we didn't have that long of a thing. Anyways, I was talking to my friend, my roommate, the other day.
What, you're not friends with your roommate?
I mean, I'm friends with my roommate. It's no big deal.
Blink twice if he's listening over your shoulder right now.
Message received?
Confirmed.
Okay. So he was telling me about crosswords. He's really into crosswords. And he was telling me about Times crosswords, and he was saying, yeah, I'm working on like a Times style crossword. I'm going to submit it to them. I was like, oh, is it good? I was like, it's a work in progress. I think I saw it when he was like a quarter of the way done or something. But then he was telling me that apparently like nearly every crossword in the New York Times crossword is just user submitted. They don't make
that.
That's
crazy. That makes so much sense. Because it's like, who the heck was hired to come up with a new puzzle every time?
No, it's just puzzle nerds.
But what? I feel like So like Sudoku, right? You can make a computer make one super easy, right? Mm-hmm. Where, but like crossword doesn't feel like it would be that much harder to have a computer. Well, I guess hints are, you could have the computer come up with like the layout of the words mm-hmm. easily, but coming up with hints would be hard.
Yeah, especially like time style, just like having every row and column line up to actually have something that means something fairly common knowledge, or at least yeah. within a certain category.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then usually they have a theme and you like can figure out the theme, which helps you find out other stuff. And so, yeah, no, I just thought that was interesting. Cause I just always pictured it was just like a team at New York Times who just made crosswords.
There's an entire department that only does crosswords.
They've got 7 people and each one gets a different day of the week.
Dang. I would hate to work in that department. You have 1 week to come up with a crossword every single week.
But which is funny because that's kind of how the podcast works with segments. Each of us getting our own segment. Speaking of segments, today's are movie trivia. A hypothetical.
That was magical. That was absolutely magical. Your transition.
Thank you. Yeah, except you interrupted it. I was going to comment on it.
Look, you got to ruin the magic a little bit.
It wouldn't be a transition on our podcast if someone didn't mention how
what are today's
good
segments,
or bad
Daniel?
The transition was.
Yep. Checks out.
You want to talk about the transition a little more, Brent? Because you kind of seem like you do.
I don't. Just okay. Read off the things.
No, my bad. That was a bad read on my part. You should have blinked twice. Hypothetical. Because one of the podcasts is not a hypothetical. And national holiday observance. Which brings us to the bombastic word.
Can we talk about... Hold on. Let's take a step back here for a second. Real quick. Let's have the listeners acknowledge that they've received 4 new segments in the first 2 episodes.
Wow.
Hot dang.
You guys are blessed.
What was the second? We did...
I'm nervous. I'm pretty sure it was new. Because it was acronyms and then... Oh, yeah. Talent thing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go. Look at these brand new topics. Segments. Yeah.
New year, new podcast.
That's right. So what are we changing the name of the podcast? We bombastic...
Well, hold up. Say that. I have a joke. Say the bombastic word.
The bombastic word is argle-bargle, which is copious but meaningless talk or writing.
Hey, that sounds like bombastic. Maybe we should be we argle-bargle few. That was my joke.
Classic.
With that. All right. With that, we're one.
Enough argle bargle about the bombastic word. that was mine. Lindsay, do you have a
you have
a quick plug
now?
Of the bombastic
yeah.
word?
No, I do not.
Wait, you didn't have one prepared beforehand?
No, I do have to say though, I was like, did you delete my bombastic word of the episode, Daniel?
Yeah.
Interesting. I was going to help you out in this movie trivia scoring system, but I may take that back now.
What? I'm going to beat Brent in the movie trivia. I don't need help.
Okay, fine.
I am trivia.
Okay, fine.
I kind of want to lay down some like backstory credentials in order for the podcast.
You don't need to.
You just
want a reason to flex, but if you feel like that is necessary, really quick.
Fine. We don't need to.
Okay.
We're
movie trivia time.
You just really cut his legs out from under him there, Lindsay.
All right. I will keep track, so you guys don't have to worry about it, of scoring. I was going to have it be Daniel gets 3 points for everyone right, and Brent gets 2. But if he wants it even, we're just going to do 1 point each.
Yeah, I'll beat him anyways.
Okay. 2 things.
Is it buzzer or is it like take turns?
No, we're going to take turns. But we're going to find out who goes first by, I'm going to say when the first one to fully say the answer gets to go first.
Okay. So it's like Family Feud.
Yeah, sure. And then, however, or along with that, I should say, the winner gets to pick the actors that play us when a movie about We Bombastic Few gets made.
Ooh. I already know who's playing me.
And it could be... yeah, I feel like you have to try, at least try to be accurate. You could be comedic to some extent, but I think you got to try to be somewhat accurate.
Spoiler alert, it's Will Smith.
Okay. All right.
I look just like Will Smith in real life, by the way. If any, like, the whole is like, you've shut got up. A doppelganger. Like, Will Smith is my doppelganger.
Okay.
Anyone who knows Brent in real life will tell you.
To some extent, these get a little more difficult as they go on, but not like in any consistent manner, kind of all over the place. So I'm just going to leave them all at the same point system, one each. The first one is to decide who goes first is, what is the kid's name that has left Home Alone in Home Alone?
Kevin.
Oh my gosh.
I was looking for the full name, right? But ooh. Yes, I'll take Kevin.
Oh, McAllister.
Kevin McAllister.
Okay, Daniel said the entire thing first, so I guess technically.
No, that's fair.
Okay, Daniel.
If it's character names, though, this is going to be tough.
No. They're not all like that. They're all like a various like movie facts in the movie facts outside the movie, like history-wise. Like it ranges a lot. Okay, first one is a quote, though. Name the movie for this tagline. For Harry and Lloyd, every day is a no-brainer.
For Harry and Lloyd, every day is a no-brainer. Wait, what am I guessing? What am I saying?
What the movie is from.
Oh, what movie it's from?
Yeah,
Harry and Lloyd. Does he have a time limit?
Is that your guess?
Yeah, the movie's name is Harry and Lloyd.
Okay. Brent, go.
Okay, I was confident, but now I'm a lot less. Wayne's World?
No, it's Dumb and Dumber.
Dumb and...
Harry and Lloyd are the names.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
Shoot. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not claiming that I know all these. I knew all these answers before I found them. I will say that, by the way. Okay, 0 points across the board. Okay, highest gross animated film.
Highest gross animated film?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not submitting answers yet, but like... I want to say it's like Lion King or something. It's Frozen. It's Frozen. Yeah, but is Frozen 2 more? Oh, gosh. I don't think Frozen 2
I
is
will.
More.
I got these questions and answers from different sources, and most of them were like within the past, like were made within the past year or so. I will say that for the future. That won't change anything for this one, but.
Yeah, okay.
Don't let that help you at all, but for future reference.
Yeah. I think it might be Frozen 2. Okay, I'm just going with Frozen.
Daniel?
Oh, you're not going to tell him if he's right?
Can we both
get a point on something?
Presumably not correct.
I guess we could, but no, let's just go how we did last episode.
Yeah.
Daniel, go ahead. It is incorrect.
Oh, okay. I was actually going to say Frozen. So, Frozen 2.
It was Lion King.
Well, so that's adjusted for inflation, then.
Potentially. I'd imagine.
Highest grossing?
No, it's definitely adjusted for inflation.
Okay.
Is it, like, in the box office?
Yeah. And, yeah.
It was simply, the question was simply highest grossing animated film.
Shoot. Okay.
Brent, if you could give me your word that you considered inflation, I will give you half a point.
That's the thing is, like, I've looked at a list before and I knew Lion King was high and I knew Frozen was up there, but like I don't know if that list was adjusted for inflation. No point. I don't want a point.
Okay. All right. It's Daniel's turn. What was the first James Bond movie?
Oh, come on, baby, please. Please.
The first James Bond.
Can I get a bonus point for every movie I name in order?
No.
James Bond.
I think there's one potential extra credit point in here somewhere, but I'm not sure.
It's gonna be...
He has a time limit, right?
I'm just trying to think of what the like.
No, he's
tagline could be.
I don't trust Daniel to not Google things.
You would hear me typing.
That's very true. I mean, actually, that's not true because you could pull out your phone. But still,
that's true.
Or he could be using his neural link.
007 Nightfire?
That's not a movie.
Yeah, I don't know. It's the name of one of the games.
Well, okay, so would you like to know the first James Bond film ever, which was Dr. No with Sean Connery, or would you like to know the first James Bond film according to each corresponding actor, which would be...
Okay, Brent, shut up. Brent gets 1 point. Okay, next one. Brent, this one's real easy. Oh, what color pill does Neo choose to take within the original Matrix?
Well, so he chooses to take the red pill because the red pill takes him out of the Matrix and the blue pill would make him forget.
Correct. First animated movie ever released, Daniel?
I would like to steal.
Why did I get a question about the Matrix?
What was the Harry and Lloyd question? Like, I hate Dumb and Dumber. It's a stupid movie. I've seen all the Dumb and Dumber movies, and I hate them all.
Trivia I didn't know.
Well, no, it's names.
Okay.
It wasn't trivia.
That is trivia. It was a quote. Okay, hold on. What was the question?
First animated movie ever released.
Can we get the Jeopardy countdown timer?
Animated. Oh, my gosh.
Do you have that on your soundboard, Daniel?
I might, but I don't have the soundboard pulled up.
Curses.
Trying to think of old ones. Like film or like
five,
animated cartoon?
Four.
Wait, no, this is an important question.
Three.
Is it film or cartoon?
I said movie.
Steamboat
three,
Willie, the movie.
Two.
What did you say? He said Steamboat Willie.
The movie.
So Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. The Snow White. I think it's just called Snow White. But there's the first animation ever was a dinosaur.
White too.
It wasn't a dinosaur. It was it's a French animation. It's from like the late 1800s, and it you can find it on YouTube. But like it's like it's people, but like they just turn into wacky things. It's like a trip. Check it out.
I almost said Snow White. And then I was like, I'm pretty sure that's like the 50s. And I'm sure they made something earlier than that.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure. I don't know when Snow White came out.
I'm
not pretty sure they made something before that. I was like, surely they made an animated film before like the 50s. But I also don't know when Snow White released because I just kind of thought.
As much as I would love to continue hearing Brent flex that he knows all this stuff, let's move on because I want to get through
38.
This.
1938.
Brent, it's your turn, right?
Yep.
What were the dying words of Charles Kane of Citizen Kane?
Rosebud.
Okay, point for Brent.
But what does it mean? The answer.
Okay,
debatable.
Shut up. Daniel, which social media app was the subject of the Social Network movie?
Get out of here. That's
Facebook.
Not a...
You got the Matrix question.
No.
You did get the Matrix question. What are you talking about?
The Matrix
about?
Question's a 50-50. The
no,
Facebook
not.
Question's 100%.
No, it's not. Yeah, Someone who knows nothing about the Matrix could... I said what color. I didn't say, did he take the red or blue pill? I said, what color? So it's not a 50-50 shot. Mm. Oh, no. Brent didn't get the easy question. Okay. This is going to suck because it was a Terminator question and Brent's not going to get it for the first guess. Okay, and The Godfather, Waltz found his prized animal's head on the bed. What type of
horse
animal
head.
Was it?
Okay.
Are you it's kidding Brent's me? Brent.
Horse head.
Yes.
That's a... I was always said like how gross of a scene that is, but like honestly, it's not that gross.
Okay. In Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger plays a cybernetic organism with living tissue over metal endoskeleton. Which model series was he?
So, here's the thing. I've never seen Terminator.
Oh my goodness.
I'm going to guess...
Fake movie fan.
C-118.
So, I'm pretty sure he's a T-700. Because, like, in the next... The sequel movie... he fights like the newest model, right? And I'm pretty sure that one's like a T-800.
My source.
Okay. Sorry, what?
Is what? Get your final answer.
I am curious. Like, would this change my answer? What you're about to tell me, and can you tell me it?
Just answer the question.
Okay. Okay. T-700.
Ladies and gentlemen, he says his favorite movie is Terminator, but my source says it was T-800.
Oh, my God. No way. Because, first off, Terminator 2 Judgment Day is my favorite movie. So,
oh, I meant, like, Terminator in general, whatever. Okay.
But is it T-800? Because so that would mean that it's, like, T-900 or T-1000 that's in Terminator 2.
Or they're both T-800. And you suck no, at movie not. Trivia.
Because he's made of molten metal in the second one. Dang. That's so sad. It's better than what you say, like, C1. That's like Rick and Morty, what Earth is the Rick from.
Okay, we've got like five or six more. Let's go.
Okay, let's lightning round it.
Finish the Apocalypse Now quote. I love the smell of blank in the morning. I think it's you, Brent.
Dang it.
I was like, what was Apocalypse Now about? I was like, it's dude, I got
Okay.
Have you seen Apocalypse Now?
Okay, I'm not. That was Brent's question.
What?
Oh my gosh, it was. Okay, word of honor. I 100% knew it was Napalm.
Well, so I couldn't tell if that noise you made was you holding yourself back from saying it, or if it was you, like, frustrated that you didn't know it. So
no, it was me getting annoyed that I did not have that question.
Yeah, I'm going to give both a point.
This is dumb.
Okay,
I get this one though.
Nope, no, you did not.
Why not?
Because it's an easy one, and Daniel needs it.
This is so dumb.
Which platform does one have to use to board the Hogwarts Express?
9 3/4.
Well done, Daniel.
Actually, would not have got that one because the only Harry Potter film I've seen is the last one.
Okay, yeah, because you.
So that one was Brent's and I stole it. So give me the next one.
Okay. No, I'm gonna keep going this way. Brent, in the final act of Inception. And still within a dream, Robert Fisher, played by Cillian Murphy, opens his father's safe to find what childhood toy? Extra point if you could tell me both items, the additional item that was in the safe.
Absolutely. I've only seen Inception. I was hoping the question was, what's the main character's real totem or something?
This one I didn't make up. Like, I added the additional item. Daniel, do you have any idea?
I think so. Would I lose the point for getting the toy if I got the second item wrong?
No.
Okay.
I will say the second item has some relation to the childhood toy.
Stuffed bear.
Incorrect. Do you want to take any guesses on the second item?
A second stuffed bear.
Okay, Daniel.
Okay, I'm thinking I might be wrong here because since Brent said it's not their totems, I'm like, ugh. But I'm gonna go with top for the toy and ring for the second item.
Incorrect. You're thinking about the main character. This is Cillian Murphy didn't play the main character. He played pretty much the victim, maybe? I think it's considered the victim in the movie, but it is a paper wheel and a picture of him and his father playing with the paper pinwheel.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
That sounds uber vaguely familiar.
In one sitting. I think I've seen most parts of that movie, and it was not at the same time.
Okay, I'm gonna say one more. Name of the young girl, John Hammond's granddaughter in Jurassic Park.
What? Name of the.
Hold on. I believe this is Daniel, so no.
It doesn't matter. Just the. It would have been hard for me to come up with the name Dr. Hammond.
I'm gonna go with Tilly.
Intriguing.
Incorrect. The young one, right? The grandkid?
Yes.
Can I describe every scene she has in the film?
No.
The hide in cabinets from Velociraptor Girl.
Lex Junior. Murphy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, although Brent did win, he is not as big of a movie buff as he once thought.
I'm pretty sure that's garbage asking for names of characters in movies.
That is not.
I discard names of characters in movies so often.
Just because you do doesn't mean, like, you should.
Well, but there's a point, like, because I used to get, like, annoyed with people. It's like, why do you bother with actor names? Just use the names of the characters. And then I realized when you've seen this, like, the same actor in 19 different films, like, remembering their name becomes incredibly tedious and pointless.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just say, like,
well, Brent, 6 points, Daniel, 3. Daniel, I try to help you with points, but clearly you did not want that at the beginning. I have it on recording.
I'll cut it out in
Brent, come back next week with the actors.
Man,
that
I don't like
us.
That the prize is a homework assignment.
It's just a fun little thing. Whatever. You gave me something. What are you talking about?
I know. Okay, so it's actors for each of us?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm writing it down.
Or actresses. Whichever one you
or
want.
Actresses. Yeah. Ooh, can we, like, we'll do the Ocean's 8 version too? It's like
sure.
the gender bender version?
Sure. That'd be fun.
All right. Well, moving on then, we've got our bombastic quote. Why do they call it air conditioning? You don't do it after air shampooing. And now that brings us to the hypothetical. All right, so here's the dealio. You might have noticed yesterday that the sun is no longer alone. We now have binary star system. There are two suns. Star Wars. You might have not noticed because, like, the new sun's behind the old sun, and so it just looked like it was just the old sun. But here's the thing: and gravity stopped working also, and so the only way the stars knew how to, like, move around each other is through some telepathy. But the thing is everyone knows that everything that the sun can do gets transferred to people on Earth. And so now, but the thing is like the sun chose to do it. They didn't have to do it. And so
the hypothetical is everyone has the ability to solar flare anytime they want.
So the hypothetical is you have the option to choose to be permanently telepathically connected to someone. And so the other person has to accept the offer. But so it's like a consciousness sharing, basically. You cannot have a thought that the other person does not hear, and, like, vice versa. And so,
this have to be mutual?
Yeah, it has to be consensual.
Okay.
So you do get to choose, right? And you can only do one person, and so. This just happened today in today's world. So what's going on? Have you guys chose your person yet? So I think the first question is, like, how do you think people are going to, what criterion are people going to use to choose people?
I think some people will use it as, like, binding a marriage together.
Which I feel like, if you're already in a marriage, right, then, like, your spouse is going to guilt you into, is like, why would you not choose me for your telepathic connection? It's like, well, fine. But I think that, I feel like that's, like, suddenly dating and just, like, in general takes it up to a whole new level. Because, like, not only are you stuck with this person for life, you're stuck with, their inner thoughts for life.
So wait, do you think, like, let's say you're telepathically connected to someone, and you're trying to sleep, and you know you've kind of cleared your head, but they're having trouble sleeping, and everything they're thinking is just streaming into your head, so you can't sleep either.
Well, yeah, I think you would just get really good at just ignoring your own thoughts, if that's possible. Maybe. Because I feel like at some point, like, your separation, your like self-identity would break down. Like, you no longer think of yourself as a individual person. Because, like, I'm going to, like, who's to say that, like, the thoughts sound differently or something? Like, are you even aware that their thoughts are not your own thoughts?
So wait.
That is an interesting point.
But I kind of want to say, for the sake of like having everyone not go mentally insane, that like you are able to keep your sense of self.
Well,
and you know whose thoughts are whose.
I was gonna say you have the ability to like choose to be like, you can't like telepathically connect to anyone else but that person, but like, I don't know. Do you think it should stay permanent, like everything goes both ways, or like you can turn it on and off?
Okay. No. If you could turn it on and off, then I think it becomes entirely different. Also, that, like, I will say, it will create a lot of argle bargle between the two of you.
So, can you keep record? Like, can you access the records of it? So, like, say, because, like, I'm starting to think.
What do you mean?
So, like, I'm starting to think, like, what if I had a business competitor, or like someone I know just absolutely wants to oppose me? Like, what if like we had these like butting heads type of mindset towards one another? I feel like that would be the person you want to do. That way you can never be, what's the word, like, I feel like that would put a lot of things into perspective. One, and two, I could be like, you would know. So like say main creative mind at Apple does it with main creative guy at Samsung. Like, they're always building off of each other's ideas and growing so much more rapidly because they've got the competitive, they agreed to it. So like, they can like use that to encourage each other. But like, say like your mob, head of a mob family, and you're connected to another and you're, yeah, something like that. And you like, there's a thought of that's threatening to the other person you're connecting to. Like, can you like present that as evidence? Like, there is record of it. Like, you could access it and show like this, or is it just like only the two people that are connected can know about what's going on?
Yeah. Like, you can't admit your own current thoughts. And so like, okay, now the difference is just you're hearing theirs as well. I do. So, but I do really like the idea. Like, I'll go into my ideas of like who you should pick in a second, but I do like just the general thought of picking someone very different from you, such that like you get both sides of a coin and stuff.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
But also, I'd be curious, you brought up an interesting idea. Like, what if like the company Apple was like, hey, you can't work here anymore because we know you're connected to the guy at Samsung.
Yeah, extra, like, background,
like,
check stuff.
What if, yeah, well, just like, so let's say you're connected to another person, right? And like, you guys cannot work in the same field unless you're like, if you're in different companies, because it's like, hey, like, we can't, like, I work at Dr. Pepper, you work at Coca-Cola, like, we can't have you guys sharing knowledge or whatever.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
I don't know. I think like how I presented it, there's potential that some people would see it as like, oh, like media wise, we're going to act like we're all time rivals, but we're just like friendly competitors. So if we did have like some mind link of the creative side, then we could both grow rapidly as a company potentially.
Mm-hmm. I have two ideas in terms of like who I would choose. Right. First thought is I would want someone who just like has a lot of experience and knowledge in a field that I have none in, right? So like, for example, like Christian, the friend of the podcast, he's an expert in like 1,000 different fields, right? But so or let's just take one of his fields, right? Like chemistry. Like I didn't go past chemistry, like chem one. Gen Chem 1. And so having just, you basically gain an entire working knowledge of a field if you pick the right person. Whereas, like, if I were to choose an electrical engineer, then, like, there's so much overlap of our knowledge, or even just an engineer in general.
Yeah.
I don't think it works. I don't think you can access and pick the brain of your...
I can think to the other person and be like, hey, what's the formula? What's the ideal gas law?
Yeah, the like, current PV thought...
equals NRT.
The current thought could literally be like, oh, I wonder what this is. And, like, the other person would receive and be
ask them.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah,
how
yeah.
How many people are going to get screwed over because they give themselves telepathic connections to someone in high school so they can cheat on a test?
That's my second idea, is you telepathically connect to, like, a quote-unquote guy in the chair, right? Where all they ever do is sit their computer, and they're just, like, they're your Oracle, or your, like, Felicity Smoke, or insert, like, superhero sidekick here that just sits at the computer. And it's like, oh, I wonder what this is. And they're just always at a computer, and they Google it for you.
Yeah.
What happens if the other person dies?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing.
So... I'm going to kind of steal something from, I don't know.
Will we learn what the feeling of death is like, everyone? Because, like, more people.
I don't know if I want to explore that. But it is, so, like, I would say, like, you get to choose again, but suddenly it's not, like, permanently, it's for life. And so, if you want a new person, you just need to kill your other. But how are you going to kill your other person if they know every thought you have?
Yeah, exactly.
Man, this is a good movie. I called it, though. It's mine.
Okay,
you can't
so.
Have it.
Yeah, because, like, then you could, like, you could choose a route of, like, a mentorship. So, it'd be like... a grandpa would be like, oh, my grandson just was born. I'm going to, like, link minds with my grandson or granddaughter. And then, like, I can, like, relay, like, wisdom and, like, knowledge and whatever needed. And then when they get older, when the grandpa passed away, they can choose someone younger. And I continuously, like...
I kind of like that, though. Like, just generational knowledge of...
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Just like the mentorship side of it.
Although, like, I feel like if I'm like, I would never want to choose someone like right now, I would not choose someone younger than me for like any purpose.
I mean,
right?
Any kind of mentorship is going to be semi-selfless, right?
Well, but it's very different when, like, I'd be willing to mentor someone younger than me right now, but I'm not willing to like, I don't think I'd gain enough to, like, make it worth, like, permanently, like, I only get one telepathic link. I'm not giving it to, like, a 12-year-old who plays Fortnite every night.
Okay.
So I think so. There are some problems that arise from having a connection with someone. Take for instance, like, right now, no telepathic connection, and you know, you could be talking to a friend, especially, like, during the pandemic when, you know, things get released directly to, like, Disney Plus and stuff, and they've watched it before you, and you'll get spoiled on stuff. And so think about how awful it would be if you were telepathically connected to someone and they watched the movie without you, and now, like, I mean, you hear everything they thought during that movie, so that's, like, mega spoilers. And so streaming services are gonna, like, lose a lot of capital, a lot of share, which will leave some room in the industry for a new form of media to arise, one that lets people share in a viewing experience together locally, with not nearly as easy access to do it on your own. And that's why Blockbuster will be coming back in this hypothetical world.
You know, the second that it started getting quiet, I knew that's what you were going for, and I am proud of how you did that.
I was like, is this? Is it? Yep. Okay. No, but I actually did think about for sports, right?
Thinking the same thing. Go ahead.
Let's say you're on a football team, and, like, your quarterback's connected to your running back or something, right? Can you imagine if, like, perfect communication between certain pairs within your team?
Well, like, even think about it, like, bigger picture than that. Imagine you choose, like, a teammate on your sports team, and then they get traded to a different team, and then, like, you play against them.
You couldn't.
Yeah, like it would, like, trading becomes so much more complex.
I think probably a really valuable one would be like whichever lineman is covering the quarterback's blind side and the quarterback it for football, at least, because then, you know, quarterback can't see what's happening on, you know, let's say they're right-handed, so their left side, so if the left tackle gets misses his block, then he could be like on your left, and then the quarterback, you know, does the quarterback thing.
What, did he play football or something?
Not a little bit. Just a little bit. But other sports, I'm trying to think if, like, this would come into
water polo.
Other sports. I don't know how water polo works. tell us about water polo, Brent.
So I'm pretty sure it's like handball in the water, right? Basically, there's nets and there's a ball, and you, like, throw the ball into
is
the
water. Is that what water polo is? Because that'd be sick.
Maybe.
That'd be awesome.
I'm not going to look it up either. I'm willing to be stupid on the podcast. It's happened before.
Be confident.
Anyway.
Is that what water polo is?
Yes. That's exactly awesome. What water polo is. So there's two nets on either side, and you throw the ball back and forth between the people, and they try and throw it in the net, and there are goalies and all that jazz.
So, like, how high does a net come out of the water for a goalie to be
it's
able to
like
cover it?
Three and a half feet.
Inches?
I'd say it's 4.5 feet out of the water.
Well, you know, it's got to be something like reasonable for people to like jump out of the water in. But the only way to keep that consistent is if the goalies wear the net on their head.
That's pretty fun. A game where like the goalie has the net on them and they're just running around the field.
Ooh. That'd be kind of interesting.
Isn't
but
that
also
just like
very prone to injury?
Yeah.
Isn't that just dodgeball?
Kind of, but like so like it changes.
But they're still teams.
Take a game like handball or soccer or something, but
yeah,
the goalie can actually participate in the offense and stuff and run around the field.
Wouldn't you?
Yeah, but that
the goal stays on them.
So wouldn't you need a three-dimensional? Like
oh,
or
and
three,
it's
sorry,
it's
three.
And
pretty sure we live
gym.
In.
No, 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 no. like the frame of the goal is typically two dimensional, right? Like it's a two dimensional box or whatever. But like in theory, you would need something that you could hit from any angle, right? Because then the goalie could just turn to its side and you wouldn't be able to hit it, right?
Well, I imagine it'd be like a pole or something, and then it like lights up if it's hit. Period.
But see, yeah, I was almost thinking like a pole comes out of the helmet and there's a ring on top. You gotta throw it through the ring, and then there's two sides it could be on. And you
or
just gotta
and
have
what
really
if
good
the what if the
game.
Ring's just rotating at all times?
And then what if people have lacrosse sticks?
Yeah, and what if they're riding horses
in the water?
In the water, water horses, seahorses.
Yeah,
everyone's riding giant seahorses,
and the goalies are on canoes.
On their seahorses, the canoes are filled with water.
I call it.
So that's. I think that's basically what would happen if the telepathy just went out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the number one broadcasted sport on television. I think it could be right now. So let's make that happen. Mm-hmm. But as far as conventional sports go, I it feels like football is probably the most applicable.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, behind water polo, sure.
Maybe, like, potentially combat sports. Like, let's say you have a boxer.
I mean,
and, like, they're in the zone, so it's, like, hard to, like, hear what your coach is saying. And your coach could just be like, hey, he keeps dodging this way. Try and catch him on it. I don't know. You said warfare, though?
Yeah, like, so, squadrons of soldiers, right? And, like, your soldiers are, telepathically connected. I don't know how, like, or specifically, let's say, like, a sniper and a spotter, right? That'd be pretty good.
A sniper and their target.
That is, that
I'm is about truly, to move 3 feet to the left.
That is truly the ideal connection right there.
For one of them.
Like, imagine they both had this thought at the same time. Like, the target knows to just snipe or something. They're like, what if I was telepathically connected to the sniper? The sniper goes, what if I was telepathically connected to my target? And then that's just good enough that they had that thought at the same time.
We kind of moved past it, but honestly, I think the biggest meat here would be just the choosing. Like,
yeah,
I don't think, honestly, I don't know if I would choose anyone.
You gotta choose. Well, yeah, that is a valid, like, are you willing to have your inner thought? I feel like the benefit, like, I'd be willing to have all my inner thoughts just out there to one person just because of the benefits.
I just feel like it would be annoying. It's not so much like I don't care if someone else that, you know, I really trusted had all my inner thoughts, but like I wouldn't want all of their thoughts in my head.
I do think it might be better in some ways if it was random over choosing. I feel like for me that's my holdback. Dude, I would rather it be random than like have to choose someone.
Your soulmate, yeah, like, is whoever you got connected to.
I mean, basically, yeah. It's really unfortunate if you're like 80 years old and they're like 3 months.
Good Lord.
Do you think, so like twins, obviously identical twins have telepathic connection already. So do you think they have telepathic connection with other people and then they have like four people who can all
and
hear
then
each
that,
other's thoughts?
That they are also twins. And so then like... twins only pick twins, and then every twin on Earth is connected.
And then they can watch movies together on VHS.
Yeah. In the same room.
Yes.
From Blockbuster.
Yeah, now that all sports are in swimming pools, the sports arenas are just for movie showings.
Mm-hmm. Checks out. Oh. Pretty sure that's what would happen.
So, speaking of sending messages through the waves, I believe we have a message from our sponsors.
Our sponsors.
This week's sponsor is Fresh Air Homes. Are you tired of being stuck inside all day long while you're working from home, or stuck at the same old 9-to-5 at the office every day, just to go home and take care of the fam and be stuck inside there for the rest of the evening, constantly thinking, if only I can get some extra sunlight or fresh air? Well, Fresh Air Homes have you covered. A Fresh Air Home provides you with all natural winds and exposure to the sun, so much so that you will start to question if there are any walls or roof to your home. Use code WeBombasticRoof at checkout to get 99% off your home. I mean, your Fresh Air Home today.
Wow. I've been using the Fresh Air... The Fresh Air.
That's next week's
home.
Sponsor, sorry.
The Fresh Air Home for about a week now, and it has changed the way I do work from home.
Brent, what do you think
now,
about...
I have fresh air.
It really just changes your life. There's nothing else but, like, you think you're happy right now. You're not. You're depressed. You're in a downward spiral. You know it. You just haven't told yourself. But with Fresh Air Homes, you can change that around. I'm not legally allowed to say that, but...
because, as we all know, the cure to depression, the best-kept secret in the world, is go outside. Obviously, that's the solution that the world's been missing.
Mm-hmm. Basically. Don't forget to use your discount code.
Mm-hmm.
We worked hard on that one.
And now, our final segment of the day. National Holiday Observance. Oh, and before I get to the... Because we have this segment planned for the day on which this episode will release, which will be January 30th. But I'd like to give a big shout out to a national holiday observed on January 27th when we're recording, which is Thomas Crapper Day. The description reads, "Where's the crapper?" You've likely said or heard someone say. But did you know that you weren't just using a slang word for excrement, but we're actually mentioning someone's name? Although Thomas Crapper did not invent the toilet, that is usually credited to John Harrington in 1596, he did help perfect and popularize it. We celebrate him today on the anniversary of his death, which happened in 1910. So, shout outs to Thomas Crapper.
Thank you, Thomas Crapper.
Father of the modern toilet.
Sure, you have the father of the modern medicine, you have the father of computing. No.
Father of the modern toilet. Arguably as accomplished of an advancement in technology as many other things. Toilet's huge for hygiene.
It's very big, yes.
It really is. But the holiday observed on January 30th, again, the day hopefully this releases. I don't even know why I said that. The day this will release.
You are that, jinxing us right now.
I really am. We're going to have all the technological difficulties. We're going to have to re-record the episode. It's all over from here. Editor,
good news
cut,
is I know
this
all
out.
The answers. Dumb and Dumber 2, Pinwheel, photo of Pinwheel with father, T-800.
Red pill.
I already got that one right.
No, you didn't.
What's today's holiday?
Today's holiday, which, and
by today I mean the 30th.
Yeah, because today's the 30th, and not the
for all 27th. I know that it is the 30th.
Yeah, we recorded this today, the January 30th, because that's today, and today is National Inane Answering Message Day. What does that mean? If something is inane, it is silly or stupid. That's a bonus bombastic word for you, by the way. According to Thomas and Ruth Roy, who created Inane Answering Message Day, the day takes place each year so that people can listen to what they have as their recorded greeting for their voicemail and home answering machines, and replace any that are ridiculous and annoying, quote-unquote, that, quote, waste the time of anyone who must listen to them. Other holiday sites have taken the liberty to say that the day may also be for stopping the reception of inane messages. Although the messages may be difficult to prevent, or for doing the exact opposite of the day's original intent, changing greeting messages so that they are inane. So if you want to observe National Inane Answering Message Day, you could either follow the creator's original intent to record a new answering message if yours is inane or silly, ridiculous, annoying, etc., or if you would like to celebrate this in a more refined and modern way, you will change your answering message to something completely ridiculous.
Which long-term fans of the podcast will remember. Season 2, we re-recorded my voicemail. That's episode Just Kidding. Hello, Just Kidding, You Got My Voicemail. And today, in celebration of the holiday, we're going to look at Daniel's. So... Daniel, are you able to pull up your current one, or do you even have one right now?
I do not have one right now, I believe.
Oh, my goodness. Doesn't even have one. Also, as a side note, I will say, like, it is slightly insane the amount of, like, compliments and people who have told me that they, like, laugh every time they hear my voicemail thing. Like, people
Will you play your voicemail for us real fast?
Okay, call me and I won't pick up and put it on.
Wait, can't you just get to it from your phone app?
Yeah, I'm just concerned that it might try and
I'll call him.
Like, I'm concerned it might delete, basically.
I'm calling right now.
Oh, you got it? Okay.
Guess what? I'm not picking up. I'm pretty... Yeah, I
don't just press the end call.
You almost reached me, Brent. Try again later.
At the tone.
Did you catch all that?
You almost reached me. Try again later.
Yeah, well, congratulations. You almost reached me, Brent. Call it. Try again later. It's pretty good. It's pretty dang good. Anyway, Dan. All right, brainstorm time. Daniel, what are you thinking?
What am I thinking? I think it's got to be big. It's got to be 3 minutes long.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, I don't know how much longer we have for the episode. Maybe just the – what if – okay. What if your voicemail was an entire episode of We Bombastic View?
Oh, now that's an idea. So, hello. Oh, hello, and welcome to this episode of
Bombastic View. No. Let's run with this. What if it's literally, like, hello, and welcome to, and then, like, it doesn't have to be We Bombastic View, but what if it's, you present it as if it's the start of a podcast?
Hello, and welcome to my voicemail, season 1, episode 1. Leave your name and number. And
no, don't put we'll leave your name. No,
have that's... you on a guest?
Oh man, I like this idea. Let's run with this. It's your voicemail. You can choose, but we're doing this.
All right, I think what we need is a script. So I think the best way to do this is Lindsay comes up with the first word, you come up with the second word, I come up with the third word, and we'll go in a circle until we've got, like, 45 words or so.
How about, like, 3 sentences?
Okay.
Okay.
I'm starting it right here. Okay.
So I'm starting?
Yeah.
Oh.
Apparently we're on caps. No, we're not on caps.
All right. What's your word, Brent? It's hello.
Didn't.
You.
No.
Why.
The.
B. Or me.
The T-H-E.
B. Okay.
Insulin.
Couldn't.
Brent's gotten 2 words within 2 turns.
Cross.
The
road.
That's a question mark. Thank you very much.
Oh, wait. Is that a double that? Didn't you know why the insulin? No, it's not. Okay.
All right. So currently what we have so far. Oh, didn't you know why the insulin couldn't cross the road?
Whose turn is it? It's Daniel's turn?
It's Daniel's turn.
Now.
I.
That is not your turn, kid.
Crap.
Now, if.
I
tell
you.
Period.
I don't like that, but okay.
You.
Now if I tell you,
will.
You. Never.
How are we going to bring this back to leave a message? Have
ability
to
cross-reference.
I was trying to get you back to record a message, but that works. Oh no! Nope! Brent can't do it. Brent can't do it. Nope.
You can't do it.
No!
It's hyphened. Cross reference library.
Libraries.
Oh, okay.
Of.
How.
Diabetics.
Oh come on! Let's bring this home, people.
Record. Brent.
What? Oh, there.
Blood?
Oh, Daniel, please.
Sugar.
Okay. Oh, okay. 4.
Messages.
I think that's it. Okay.
Recorded.
Okay. Does that make what? Okay. Didn't you know why the insulin couldn't cross the road? Now, if I tell you, you will never have ability to cross-reference libraries of how diabetics record their blood sugar for messages recorded. Please leave your message at the beep.
I feel like Daniel and I are on like the same wavelength there, and then Brent just came in and obstructed every...
No, there was no wavelength. It was this was not a sine wave or cosine wave. This was no feasible noise.
You were sine wave, you were arc cosine.
Okay, so Daniel, record it real quick.
And then do I say leave a message?
No.
At the end? Okay.
I tried to help you. I was trying to help you get that in there, but it did not make it in, so.
Oh. Didn't you know why the insulin couldn't cross the road? Now, if I tell you, you will never have the ability to cross-reference libraries of how diabetics record their blood sugar for messages recorded.
There you go. All
right, so let me play that back.
And so, if you ever have the ability
Wait, hold
to...
on, he's playing it back. Oh. Maybe.
Oh, didn't you know why the insulin couldn't cross the road? Now, if I tell you, you will never have the ability to cross-reference libraries of how diabetics record their blood sugar for messages recorded.
All right, so now... if you know Daniel's phone number, call him and confirm that is indeed his number. We're not going to do it now because we're out of time.
And that brings us to demanding you guys to become a little more active on social media because we've been missing you guys and there's no action anywhere. So do that like, do that commenting, do that following, and all the other shenaniganery. Any final thoughts, boys?
Shout out to Mom. Will Smith come to the podcast, and I'm going to make one of those outlandish claims that doesn't necessarily mean anything, but it could be considered a promise. We're going to have a guest coming up in the season, this season.
That's very vague, but yes. Time-wise, that was very vague.
Christmas special.
And a Christmas special. I don't know. I don't know if the season will make it. Well, with our schedule, yeah, probably. You can probably expect this season's Christmas special, episode 13, to be at Christmas time.
Christmas in,
July.
10 weeks from now.
Christmas in 10 weeks from now.
That'd favorite. Be April, Christmas in April. Mm-hmm. Huh. Have we done an Easter episode?
No, because we've never been recording around Easter.
Wow. Huge.
Well,
I have a final thought. You guys aren't going to like it. Well, because I saved my voicemail, and then I went and saved it as default to see if it would save the custom message, and it didn't. So it's lost.
Well,
so,
you know how to
easy
remake
fix.
It.
I could re-record it. But
I started sweating. I thought you were going to say that you were recording this entire time. Yeah, I was so freaking out.
Yeah, I just haven't been recording my audio. This episode will be try and guess what Daniel was saying when Lindsay and Brett were speaking.
Honestly, I would totally just release the episode as is and be like, just imagine Daniel saying something stupid. And there you go. That's the episode.
Imagine Daniel getting every answer right in the movie trivia, and you'll be pretty close to what actually happened.
I give that movie trivia a 6.3 out of 10.
Just because you didn't get a perfect score doesn't mean
it's entirely based on quality of questions.
Daniel, what would you rank it? What would you?
I thought they were pretty good questions. It's at least like an 8 out of 10.
Hot dang. See, that one. Brent just
buttered 1.7.
He erases information from movies from his head.
Yeah.
That's bad information.
He chooses to just neglect information. Well, a sad week for Brent losing or not getting a perfect score like he wanted.
And he lost the ability to call the Terminator
and
his favorite
two
series.
I think so, like two of the three, or I don't know if I missed three or four, but two at least two of them I knew the I was like debating between the correct answers.
Well, even though Brent's gonna be butthurt about that all week, I hope that you all have a bombastic week.
Shout out to
see
Brent's
you
mom.
Next time.